Now that's just one example of how this mindfulness actually can actually help even with spinal injuries, simply because you're aware of that part of the body. These days I tell people, when you're mindful of your body, it's amazing how unmindful we are. You can actually start to do something with relaxing parts of your body. That's a sweeping meditation, which I haven't got time to talk about now, but it's a classic form of mindfulness meditation. I start with my toes. I feel the toes. Can I just give you a quick taste of this? Don't have to even look. Can you feel your toes now? Just with your mind, can you feel any sensations there? After a while, you can actually feel your toes. There's a sensation there. And now, can you relax that sensation? Change it so it feels more relaxed. After a little bit of training and practice, you find you can even relax your own toes. It's just a little exercise, that's all. You'll notice the feeling changes. Mindfulness can notice the feeling, and it can also notice how it changes. It moves along the way of relaxation. And then in the sweeping method, then you go to your feet. Experience any sensations in your feet, and then deliberately relax them. You find even your feet you can relax. Your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your butt, your waist, your colon. For those of you who ever have irritable bowel syndrome, with this method you can notice the sensations in your bowel. And because of a little bit of training with mindfulness, you can just relax those muscles, and you can reduce enormously things like irritable bowel syndrome. You sweep up the body. I teach this meditation to people in the cancer clinics, especially to the melanoma foundations in Australia. Because when you get to your breast, what proportion of women will have breast cancer? If you sweep the body when you get to your breasts, you may even find a bit of tension or tightness there. It can be an incipient tumor or cyst. When you feel it there, you have enough mindfulness, you can feel a sensation there, and you've also trained yourself to relax. You can notice that sensation change, become more easy, more soft, until it just gets so at ease it vanishes. That's where you're reducing even tensions and stresses in parts of your body which sometimes will give you cancers. You catch it beforehand. And then when I started teaching this, the people from the Melanoma Foundation started to complain. Why haven't you taught this to us before? Why do we know this before? You should have let us know it's available, but there's not enough people teaching it. So you can actually relax parts of the body, and of course your health improves enormously when you just learn how to relax parts of the body. Even, again, one of these friends in Sydney, who's part of the Australian Association of Buddhist Counselors and Psychotherapists, said she was using this mindfulness sweeping of the body, where you go through the body stage by stage and relax every part of it one by one. She was using this to make a small fortune on an internet company called sleeplikeababy.com. Because as many people in our modern world suffer insomnia. They just can't go to bed at night and just fall asleep. And they try medication, they try counting sheep, that never works. She told me at the last conference she has 100% success rate with this method. Only the only difference between what I teach and what she sells is the money. She does it for cost. In other words, you have to pay for it. It's exactly the same, just sweeping the body and relaxing as you go along. So these are just what happens when you practice this mindfulness business, of being aware, really aware, and relaxing as you go along. It's a very, very powerful method for our modern world. And those of you who still have to study And actually most of us have to do refresher courses every now and again, or at work we have to read a report or actually give a report in the boardroom or whatever. How many of you suffer from nervousness or any other emotional problems like panic attacks? Where do these come from? They don't just suddenly appear, although for many people that's what they think happens. They're so unmindful that suddenly they panic and they get frozen. These things build up. But because we're unaware, our mindfulness is somewhere else, we don't notice them until it is too late. So nervousness, you've got a big meeting tomorrow, and it could decide whether you can get retrenched or whether you can keep your job. So sometimes these things are very, very nerve-wracking. So what mindfulness can do, you can just relax your whole body before the meeting. The following story is a favorite of mine. Again, one of my disciples from Sydney, her name is Julie. She runs a fashion business. And she started it from scratch, built it up by herself, and has now done really well. She sells, imports garments, fashion bags, women's accessories and dresses, and sells them to the big department stores throughout Australia. So she told me that once she was trying to negotiate a very big lucrative deal with a company in England, in London. And anyone who's in business knows that it takes a long time to negotiate these deals. Backwards and forwards with emails and telephone calls until you get to that stage where you're so close that you have to sign the contract. The deal's almost done. So they told her from the latest email the negotiations were finished. They were happy with the draft contract. They were going to write it up. Can she fly from Sydney to London straight away to sign the contract? And it was so lucrative that she decided to stop whatever she was doing and get on the next plane from Sydney to Heathrow. Had to leave her husband, and she had a newborn baby called Holly. Leave them in Sydney, stop everything they're doing, pack the bags quickly and rush to London. So she managed to get a flight. As soon as she arrived in Heathrow, it was so little time between landing and going to the boardroom of this big company. All she managed to have time to do was to go to a hotel, check in, have a shower, get changed, no rest, and immediately go to the hotel. So she was worn out, tired, jet lagged. And as soon as she got into the boardroom, the directors were there, but not the CEO. And the directors said, "Julie, you have wasted your time. The CEO is in a filthy mood this morning. He's upset, he's angry, he's been shouting at everybody. We know him when he's in such a mood. He's not going to sign any contract, no one's contract. You might as well, if I was you," said the directors, "go back to your hotel and get on the next plane back to Sydney." That's what they advised her. And she said, "No, I've come all this way. Even if I don't get my contract signed, at least I want to see the fellow." "Suit yourself," said the directors. So they were just discussing something or other. And she sat in a corner and started meditating. Just making her mind peaceful and mindful. And she told me what happened next. After about 15 or 20 minutes, the door flung open as the CEO stormed in. And as soon as he saw this girl sitting funnily in the corner, "Who's she and what's she doing?" Now, it's very nice being a monk. I can make these talks very interesting by raising my voice, because I'm not allowed to get angry unless I tell a story, so I really enjoy playing about being angry. "Who are you? What do you want?" And he was just so upset and angry, shouting to this girl. She hadn't done anything. So she came out of her meditation pretty quick and stood up and went towards this director, who was glowering at her with big angry eyes. And again she said she didn't know where this came from. She didn't plan it. It just came out all by itself. And she looked into those big angry eyes of the CEO The words came out of her mouth, "You have got such beautiful blue eyes, like my baby Holly in Sydney. You've got such beautiful blue eyes, like my baby Holly in Sydney." That's what she said, only once though, just repeat it so you can hear it. And it was like just fuses went off in this CEO's brain. He was completely dumbfounded. He never expected a response like that. And he smiled and said, "Really? Have I got such beautiful blue eyes?" And in 5 minutes, that contract was signed. She got a contract. And she told me about it after. She said, "It's amazing." But she said, then the CEO walked out of the room, and she was going to go back to her hotel with a signed contract to celebrate just with a rest, with a sleep. But they wouldn't let her go. They wouldn't let her go back to her hotel. They surrounded her and said, "Teach us how you did that. You can't go back until you tell us how you did that. We've never seen that before." And that was the Julie story. Simply because of a little bit of mindfulness, you can actually, you don't get angry back when people get angry at you. Why allow other people to control your moods and your happiness? So because of her mindfulness and her stillness, she managed to completely dumbfound that man, that CEO, by saying he's got such beautiful blue eyes, and get her contract signed. Now that was a smart businesswoman. Now don't you go back to work tomorrow and tell your boss, "Oh, you've got such beautiful blue eyes." It just won't work for you. It's got to be coming from silence, not planned.